Hey, this is Chip Brim, and you're listening to the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. Get ready to receive a word that will impact your life.
Years ago, this guy played football for the university. He was a quarterback for the University of Florida. He was a born-again, spirit-filled, and still is spirit-filled quarterback. I knew people who knew him closely, spirit-filled. He was the most decorated college football player to ever play the game. Now, does that make sense to you? Decorated. That means nobody has won more awards. Nobody has won more accolades. Championships, the whole bit, than him, totaled up. He is the number one most decorated college athlete that's ever played football. Heisman winner, 2 national championships, preached in prisons a lot. And his message in prison was, the day I became a champion. Now, I've got this information from people directly, one person. The day I became a champion was not when I won the awards and championships. It was the day I gave my heart to Jesus Christ. And you too can be a champion as much as me. All these awards and championships will perish. He was known to be a gladiator on the field. There was no wimp about him. You'll see pictures if you Google him with blood coming down his face. There was no wimpiness about him. And man, did he ever walk in positivity. Never negativity. Can God use a quarterback to reach people? Can he use restaurant owners? Can he use farmers and ranchers and cowboys? Absolutely. So in his senior year, there was a press conference, and this reporter was trying to trick him in his faith because he always talked about God. Now listen to me on this, guys. The reporter said, you might be a little bit uncomfortable with this question I'm about to tell you, with a little snicker. And it was on national television. And he said, are you a virgin? He said, I mean, you're a Christian at the number one, and Florida was voted the number one party school in America. It was voted number one party school in America. He's the quarterback, good looking guy. That's a slap in the face to the devil. Every temptation there ever was at his feet. And he said, I mean, you're at the number one party school in America. Are you a virgin? Tim smiled big and he looked around. He leaned into the microphone and he said, I've been waiting all my life for somebody to ask me that question on national television. And he said, you might be a little bit uncomfortable with the answer I give you. This is what he said. He said, my body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. And yes, I'm a virgin. During the year, I think it's junior year. Now we're going to get to positivity. He lived it. He swam in it. God used him. Are y'all with me? We're just trying to get ankle, knee, toes, or, you know, go up. But he got to a place even at that age, and he swam in God and the power. Now watch, because some people think that, oh, he failed and it didn't become. They were number one in the nation, and they were playing Ole Miss, and they needed a first down, and it was fourth, and it was just a yard, and they always did this direct hint to him, and he was big guy, and he would run it to get the first down, set up the field goal, and win the game. But he got it, and it was raining, and he slipped, and he fell. And they didn't get it, and they got upset by Ole Miss. So they have the post-press conference. What about your faith now? What about your God now? You know, the NFL Films did a thing on why Christians shouldn't be able to celebrate and give glory to God after, because they don't do it when they fail. Why are they only doing it to their God when they're victorious? And I said, that's right. Are y'all with me? A lot of Christians got mad about that report, and I said, well, what? They're right. It said everything and always. Paul did. Amen? Okay, so they have the, what about your faith now? How come your God didn't help you now? What do you got to say about it now? And his answer to this day, listen to me, is on a bronze plaque on the pillars of Gator Stadium. Every pillar at Gator Stadium has a plaque bronze with this answer called the promise. It's there. Go and visit it. And here's what the promise says. I didn't play well. I could have played better. But I do promise you this. Now there's the black spot. They're wanting him to dial in on that black spot. I promise you I will not get down on this. I won't get downhearted. I promise you I will work harder than anyone or any player. I will work harder to be a leader and lead this team back to the top and back to the championship. I promise you I will do whatever it takes. No excuses. Promise after promise after promise kept coming, and it ends with, God bless you and have a great day. With a smile. Enemy didn't want that. And I thought about his enemies watching it. Yeah. Uh-oh. He's going to work. Are y'all getting this? I slipped up, but I'm going to do better. Are y'all with me or not? Come on, man. We're getting ready to go on a winning streak. He delivered his promises. And he wins the rest of his games, and he faces OU in the national championship. Even with Ronnie Glover, Tim Hamilton, Chris praying and interceding for their Sooners. I don't think Chance was, but I'm not for sure. They were using their authority and their faith, sitting at the right hand of the Father. But to no avail, Tim Tebow and the Florida Gators beat OU in the national championship. But here's what I want to tell you, the story. It's not about that. And he'll tell you it's not about that. That night, he wore on his eye black John 3:16. Google came out in the paper the next day and said John 3:16 was Googled 9 million times. And you're worried about your Sooners. Nine million people found out what John 3:16 said. How? Now, holy people, listen to me. By watching a football game. Not a church service 24/7. A football game. Does God need football players? Bless our hearts, we've tried to reach the lost with cared-filled prayers and tracts and ice cream socials. And God did it in one night. 9 million people. Don't tell me. Well, how can the world be... Don't tell me. 9 people in one night. 9 million people in one night learned what John 3:16 said. Amen? Because he found a quarterback, guess what? Who wouldn't focus on black spots. And the Lord said to me, everything on that 9 million was hanging on the press conference. It was hanging on his press conference. No negativity brings victory. I double dog dare you to fast it. And I double dog dare you to have your own press conference. And I'm just going to show you how to do it. Do we have a water bottle? There's usually a water bottle sitting up there. Let me make my entrance. Coach Brim. I'm thinking about how things haven't been going my way in my life. First of all, I want to thank God. I know you're tuning in. Jesus and all the great cloud of witnesses, Holy Spirit and angels, thank you for always being there. You never left me and you never forsaken me. And even though I failed from time and time again, this time I want to make a promise. If you don't have a microphone, hairbrushes do good. have your spouse be the television guy. Now, I promise to fast negativity, and I promise to focus on the goodness of God and not the black spots of the enemy. I promise to seek His face, to embrace my place, and to run my race. Devil, and I know you're tuning in, and every low-level devil out there, you listen up, and I bind you from the right hand of the Father in the name of Jesus. And I have the blood of Jesus on my side. And devil, I remind you that you were defeated, and Jesus defeated you openly and mockingly. He won, I win, you lose. Amen? I promise to focus more on 1 Peter 2:24 that says, I'm healed by His stripes, and I am free, and I'm delivered, and I'm redeemed. I promise to speak nothing but faith-filled words, nothing but victorious words, and nothing but words that glorify my God shall come out of my mouth. And most importantly, I want to thank God that my name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. God bless you and have a great day. It's time for you to have your own press conference. Well, I don't want to. I've been losing. Have a press conference. Have it in front of all the witnesses. Have it in front of God Himself. Get your table, do it right. Have your own press conference and with God watching how He was watching Tim that night when he failed, or the team failed and he slipped. And He watched him still glorify God. And He watched him say positive and knew that in just a couple of weeks, we're going to reach 9 million people. We don't even know the true effect of that. We will one day through a football player who chose not to live in negativity. Can you do it? The answer is yes, you can. The question is, will you? Can we do it for you? No. Will God do it for you? No, then there's no faith. Your move. God just gave you a move. Chess, your move. Now, you know what He said? You move. I'll move. He guaranteed. Are y'all hearing me? He guaranteed power in your life. Oh, you don't need power. You don't need the power of God. It's not just for you. It's for the world. It's for 9 million people. Did y'all get anything today? Ha! They said I couldn't preach today because of the eye thing and the lights. But the word came. The dare came. The challenge came. Amen? How many are going to do it? How many are going to do it? Come on now. Then I'm seeing some winning streaks that are about to happen. Glory to God.
Hey, it's Chip again. Thanks for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And if you're ever in the Tulsa area, we would love to invite you to Billy Brim's Church, where me and my wife Candace serve as the senior pastors. And if you want to plan your visit, you can contact us at 918-371-4589 or check out our website at www.aglorious.church. By the way, we have the best youth rally in the world every year in Branson, Missouri. Find out how to attend or partner up with us at www.championsforchrist.org. That's champions with the number 4, Christ.org. And remember, champions always prevail.